2 points or 1.3%. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-through pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at Maselli'sOnline.com. There's the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, conductor Charles Dutoit, and A Dash of Music, a short interlude by French composer Ernest Chausson from his 19th opus, the poem De l'amour et de la mer, poem of love, and the sea, which was a larger work for voice and orchestra, comprised of French nature poems back in 1876. I'm Jeb Watson, good to be with you. Classical music continues on a Tuesday afternoon. We've got a few different reflections on nature. A bit later, there's chamber music from composer Charles Martin Loeffler with a little rhapsody for oboe, viola, and piano called The Pond. And then Itzhak Perlman and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra have a special treat for us, an exciting violin concerto from one of the great film composers in history, Erich Wolfgang Korngold's concerto, in just a little bit on KPR. We have one of the most famous nature poems to enjoy next with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, and it's by Czech composer Bedřich Smetana, one of the tone poems, one of the six that constitute Mavlast, or My Fatherland, a symphonic cycle of six tone poems that were all in some way about the beauty of the Czech countryside. And the one that we'll listen to, composed in 1875, is about little else. They call this one From Bohemia's Woods and Fields. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic next on Kansas Public Radio. From Bohemia's Woods and Fields, composed in 1875 by Czech composer Bedřich Smetana, one of the six tone poems that make up this symphonic cycle, Mavlast, or My Fatherland. We listen to the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic here on Kansas Public Radio. 24 minutes into our noon hour of classical music, violinist Itzhak Perlman and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra will be with us in the second half of the hour with Erich Wolfgang Korngold's violin concerto. That and much more still to come here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, hosting the Prairie Winds Festival featuring percussionist Jason Truding, Saturday, February 7, 7:30 p.m., Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, temperatures are around 35 degrees. Today we'll have a high near 47 with sunny skies. Cloudy by this evening, a little breezy and a low of 23. Should be sunny with a high of 47 as well for tomorrow. We have a little chamber music for you next from a German composer born in 1861, by the name of Charles Martin Loeffler, who studied violin in Berlin early in his life with the great virtuoso Josef Joachim. Came over to the United States in his 20s to join the Boston Symphony Orchestra and later came to lead the Boston Opera Company. What we'll listen to is a short nature reflection for oboe, viola, and piano known as The Pond. Oboist John Dee and the Tantalon Ensemble next on Kansas Public Radio. Music by German composer Charles Martin Loeffler. A tune called The Pond for oboe, viola, and piano. Piano played by the Tantalon Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. 12:35 now and NPR News at the top of the hour. We invite you to celebrate 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred. We And KPR presents the Retro Cocktail Hour's 30th Anniversary Weekend on February 27th and 28th. Join us for the jet-setter jazz of the band Nutty, plus Exotica Cocktail, performing the music of Martin Denny and Les Baxter. For a complete schedule and tickets, visit kansaspublicradio.org. We're ready to bring you now the Pittsburgh Symphony and violinist Itzhak Perlman with a special treat, one from the composer Erich Wolfgang Korngold, who was born in Austria in 1897 and in the mid-1930s came over to the United States while the getting was good to become one of early Hollywood's great film composers with music to films such as Captain Blood, The Adventures of Robin Hood, and Midsummer Night's Dream. We'll listen to a work he composed for the concert stage celebrating the defeat of Hitler in 1945, his Violin Concerto, with Itzhak Perlman and the Pittsburgh Symphony next on KPR. Composed in 1945, the Violin Concerto by film composer Erich Wolfgang Korngold, performed by the Pittsburgh Symphony, led by Andre Previn, with violinist Itzhak Perlman, today on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. NPR News just ahead. Classical music in the next hour brings us some American chamber music, an English tone poem, that and much more, and a few surprises still to come on KPR.
Relying on USPS, and that could further destabilize the agency. Anzila Wong, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There you have the Razumovsky Symphony Orchestra, conductor Bjarte Engeset and violinist Henning Kragerud with a short tune from Norwegian composer Johan Halvorsen that was called The Maiden's Song, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Some more classical music for a Tuesday afternoon is on the way. The Da Vinci Quartet has some American chamber music for us, a piano quintet from Arthur Foote. The Ulster Orchestra a bit later with an English tone poem that will transport us to a magical place when we catch In the Fairy Hills, music by composer Arnold Bax, in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, turning viewer support into educational arts and news programming with the Kansas City PBS membership program. More at kansascitypbs.org. The Vienna Philharmonic is conducted by Aram Khachaturian in our next piece, and the music is of Khachaturian's own devising. One of the great musical utterances of romance and passion. We'll listen next to The Adagio of Spartacus on Kansas Public Radio. The Adagio of Spartacus, music by Aram Khachaturian, who in that recording was conductor of the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 1:18. And in the second half of the hour, the Ulster Orchestra has a performance for us, an English symphonic poem by Arnold Bax called In the Fairy Hills, a magical piece, and it's in just a little bit here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, it's 39 degrees. It's warming up to about the mid-40s today with sunny skies. Tonight we should have cloudy skies, a little bit breezy, and a low of 23. Tomorrow is expected to be another breezy day with sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-40s. Looks like it's going to cool off significantly as we approach the weekend. We have a performance next of the Da Vinci Quartet, some American chamber music from the 19th century Boston composer Arthur Foote, a piano quintet in A major, next for you on Kansas Public Radio. A piano quintet in A minor by American composer Arthur Foote, performed by the Da Vinci Quartet, today on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:42 now. There'll be news from NPR at the top of the hour, and classical music continues until 3 p.m. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. Who doesn't like a party? Well, on February 27th and 28th, KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour is throwing a bunch of parties, including concerts by the L.A. band Nutty and Lawrence's own Exotica Cocktail. Find the schedule and tickets at kansaspublicradio.org or get your tickets now at Liberty Hall or Ticketmaster. Then join us February 27th and 28th for a Retro Cocktail Hour weekend. Our next performance for this hour, given by the Ulster Orchestra and conductor Bryden Thompson, with an English symphonic poem, one composed in 1910 by Arnold Bax, an English composer, with an abiding and deep love for all things Irish, including the poetry of W.B. Yeats. He had one poem called The Wanderings of the Unseen, which served as the inspiration for this symphonic poem, one in which Bax aims to suggest the revelries of the so-called hidden people in the inmost deeps and hollows hills of Ireland. They call this In the Fairy Hills, with the Ulster Orchestra on KPR. A symphonic poem from composer Arnold Bax, written in 1910 and inspired by Irish poetry. We heard In the Fairy Hills, performed by the Ulster Orchestra, conductor Bryden Thompson, on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m., and stay tuned next for NPR News. There's more classical music in the next hour. We'll hear Bartok's Images for Orchestra, some music from a great oboe virtuoso, and a French ballet suite. All that and much more still to come. Some wonderful classical music in store for you on a Tuesday afternoon. Hope you can stay with us a bit while longer here on KPR.
KansasPublicRadio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
At 900 points, you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance, now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more about careers at progressive.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's an overture to a German Singspiel, a sort of mini-opera with spoken dialogue from 1812, with music by Franz Schubert, overture to The Devil as Engineer, with Christian Benda leading the Prague Symphonia today on Kansas Public Radio. A bit more classical music for your Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. And coming up, we've got a little music for oboe and piano from a composer once referred to as the Paganini of the oboe, a concerto from one Antonio Pasculi a little later. We've also got the new Philharmonia Orchestra, with some music from a French ballet called Sylvia, with music by Leo DeLieb, all just ahead on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details at FullCircleSustainability.org. La Scala Philharmonic brings us our next performance, and it's music composed in 1910 by Béla Bartók, a pair of short orchestral pieces that reflect his impressionistic style. Two pictures for orchestra. One of them is called In Full Flower, followed by a lively folk-inspired village dance. Here's Ricardo Muti and the La Scala Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. Béla Bartók's Two Images for Orchestra, composed in 1910. Ricardo Muti and the La Scala Philharmonic Orchestra bringing us the performance today on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:27. In the second half of the hour, coming up in just over 10 minutes' time, music from a French ballet, a suite from Sylvia by Leo Delibes. That's the New Philharmonia Orchestra joining us in just a bit here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting Billy the Kid on Saturday, featuring Copland, Boyer, Debussy, and more. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. And Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com. We have a little oboe and piano music for you next, with work composed by one Antonio Pasculi, an Italian composer of the 19th century who was born in 1942, and not one of the most well-known of 19th-century Italian composers. Spent his entire life in the town of his birthplace, Palermo, Sicily, and didn't move much beyond that, although he did tour Europe on many occasions, giving oboe concerts. Was he any good? Well, he was referred to in his time as the Paganini of the oboe. We'll see what you think with this concerto for oboe, played by Omar Zabuli and pianist Antonio Ballista on KPR. A concerto for oboe by Italian 19th-century composer Antonio Pasculi, known by some as the Paganini of the oboe. That concerto performed by Omar Zabuli and pianist Antonio Ballista here on Kansas Public Radio. About 2:42 now, and at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, classical music picks back up again at 7 p.m. Also, here's a note for those of you who like a party. On February 27th and 28th, KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour is going to be throwing a bunch of parties, including concerts by the L.A. band Nutty and Lawrence's own Exotica Cocktail. You can find the schedule and tickets over at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can get your tickets now at Liberty Hall or Ticketmaster. Then join us on February 27th and 28th for a retro cocktail hour weekend. We've got one more performance for you. Sir Charles Macarius and the New Philharmonia Orchestra, with music from a 19th-century French ballet by the name of Sylvia. It's by the composer Leo Delibes, but it was all about a story involving the Greek mythological gods doing what they did best, interfering with the lives of mortals. We'll listen to the sweet Sylvia on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the suite from the ballet Sylvia by French composer Leo Delibes, performed by the New Philharmonia Orchestra and conductor Sir Charles Macarius, today on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m. and All Things Considered from NPR News is on the way next here on KPR. Afterwards, at 7 p.m. this evening, classical music picks back up, and Bob McWilliams will have the jazz for you tonight at 9. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for music this afternoon, and For more, visit me again tomorrow at noon when classical music continues. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, as well as online at KansasPublicRadio.org.